Kine Kekiz Play. We got fishing.
Aloha, everybody. This is Jeannie Russell with Lift Your Spirits with Jeannie Marie on Alternative Talk Radio, 1150 AM, KKNW, and my podcast, JeannieJoy.com, you know, Jeannie's Joy. And we are talking from Dolphin Touch Wellness Center here on the island of Kauai, speaking to you about things that lift your spirits. I'm filling in for Dina Marie with her Lift Your Spirit show on the first Friday of every month. Happy to talk to you all the way from Kauai, Hawaii, talking to you across the water and with the dolphins and the whales and monk seals and turtles and all the fun things that we have over here. So Dolphin Touch Wellness Center is located in the heart of Kapa'a. We're right around the corner from the ABC store. We're centrally located, so if you're on the North Shore or South Shore, it's easy access to us if you come visit. And we do excursions, massages, Reiki sessions, and a healing modality I created called Dolphin Energetics, where I connect people with the energy and vibration of the dolphin. Well, it's been an interesting couple of weeks here at Dolphin Touch, and we've had some lovely people come and go. One of the people that has come and gone is with us today, and he's been a dear friend for a number of years, and we've kind of connected and disconnected and connected again, and he's a great, awesome guy. His name is Nigel B. Pedersen, and he is an author and a coach and just an all-around wonderful person. Welcome. And thank you for joining us today, Nigel.
Aloha, Jeannie. It's great to be here. And aloha from the big island of Hawaii, all the way in the same state.
Yeah, you're right here with us. So you're on the other side of our beautiful chain of Hawaiian islands. So Nigel, let's talk about how you came to meet, how we came to meet each other and how that happened.
Well, you were living in Kauai where you are. I was living in San Francisco at the time. And somehow, I'm not quite sure exactly how, we ended up at a fairly significant size training program with Bill Barron. I don't even remember what the name of the program was. And that was about 6 or 7 years ago. It was about 350 people sitting there. And it was my wonderful luck and fortune that sitting right next to me was the amazing Jeannie Russell from the Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. And so we had a delightful 3 days. I'm not sure we learned very much because we had so much fun together. But I learned that's what life was about, is actually enjoying the people you meet.
Right.
And learning something in the process.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And the connections. And that's kind of the best thing. And it's also the best part of my job. It's the connection and having this wellness center and all the people that we meet along the way. And so we got to meet and we connected there and we stayed connected over time. And
can I share one of the stories of when we reconnected?
Yes.
You came back to San Francisco for an update on this program, and it was middle of summer. So you arrived in your wonderful Hawaiian summer gear, which looked absolutely magnificent, straight into freezing San Francisco summer. We met up, and I was dressed up in a warm jacket, long sleeves, a scarf, and you had this little summer frock on. And we ended up rushing into a restaurant with a big fireplace, and I had to give you my jacket because you're just about freezing to death. And that was wonderful. It was hilarious.
Yeah, that was crazy. Who knew that it was so cold in the summer in San Francisco? And you said it's actually colder in the summer than the winter?
Yeah. So that's why I don't live in San Francisco anymore. I'm back in beautiful Hawaii.
Yeah.
So that was like really cool.
Right. Well, yeah, this radio station goes out to the whole Seattle area, and that I'm sure they can relate to that coldness, and especially this winter. Boy, we've had a lot of cold weather even in Hawaii, but I can't even imagine in Seattle, and we have friends in Finland. But yeah, thank you. You were my rescuer, sharing your jacket with me and sitting by a fireplace in the summer.
So for your Seattle listeners, cold in Hawaii means getting down to about the mid-70s.
Right, right. Yeah, if it's 70 degrees, right, you'll see us with hat and scarf and jackets and sweaters.
Right,
and
yeah.
Oh my God, it's freezing. Yes, totally.
All right.
So I had the great fortune of having you come by my center, and that was a really fun treat for me, you know, and it was so synchronistic because I had no idea that even before we met at the Bill Barron conference that we were both at together, you had walked into Dolphin Touch, and it must have been a year after Dolphin Touch was opened, just kind of strolled in. And what did you do then?
Yeah, well, when I was visiting you last week, the 3 days there, which is absolutely awesome, I was sort of looking around, had this strange familiar feeling, and then you've got this rack or this shelving unit with the most amazing goodies on it, including a bunch of different cards. And when I looked at those cards, I had this incredible flashback saying, I've actually been here, I've seen the shelf before, and I bought a deck of cards from you. And it was just like an awesome recollection, or what I like to call a recapitulation of being in the moment. Gosh, it must be almost 8-9 years ago. And that was pretty cool. And to find myself back there was amazing.
That is crazy. I mean, what are the odds that you were actually there when I was there, and that we would meet each other randomly in San Francisco? And then, yeah, so I had no idea until when you came back to visit us last week that that had happened. So,
Jeannie, yes. On that, you do know I don't believe in randomness. You know that by now.
Yes.
And I love Deepak Chopra's term we call synchrodestiny. So this was part of synchrodestiny that 10 years later, we should spend that time together. And here we are.
Absolutely. Yeah, everything is divinely orchestrated. I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. All right, so can you tell us, so you actually came to the center and we did some fun things together, didn't we?
That was great. So you immediately picked me up at the airport. I had no rest whatsoever after my very extensive long flight, all of 45 minutes from the Big Island. and went straight off down south of the island, of your island, and we went to these amazing caves. I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah, we were down in Mahalapu, and we went to the Makuea Caves.
Yeah, they were absolutely awesome, and with two of your girlfriends who are really fantastic people. And we were kind of just guided to go there. There were options in the road, just followed gut instinct and said, we're going to the caves. And in there we saw incredible, well, met the most amazing guy. I guess he's the curator or the caretaker or the whatever he calls himself, the caves, a fascinating guy. And then we had fun playing with orbs and energy around us, and actually in that shifted state of awareness, being able to see these energies. And then that was great. And then we went into this most amazing meditation. Lemurian Gate, I think you called it, did you? The gateway to Lemuria.
Yes, the gateway to Lemuria.
And that was fantastic and reminded me of old, old stuff which had to be healed. And then walked in the labyrinth just to help clear some of those old energies. So that was a wonderful first 2 hours of my stay on the island.
Yeah.
And the rest got even better.
Well, that's us for you, you know. You no rest for the weary. Like, okay, you're on the plane, let's go, and we're gonna like start our adventure. Why wait? And yes, and especially since you're only gonna be here with us for 3 days, we wanted to really pack in as much as we could. And you never know what's gonna happen when you encounter a trip with me on board.
Yeah. And as you know, the work I do is around freedom. And freedom is about letting go of any control and just surrendering to the flow in the moment. And in that space of freedom, so much happened and so much got packed in. And it was great fun. I urge people, if they haven't been, to visit you yet on your beautiful island, to go along and spend some time with you. You never quite know what magic may manifest.
Yeah, I love to leave things open-ended and not have it so structured. I mean, I have a general idea, but, you know, the whole trip to the cave was kind of last minute, and you know, we were kind of still finding our way, and I wasn't sure if you were game for that or not. And then you're like, yes, yes, yes. You're the type of guest I love. It just says yes to everything.
I'm the sort of guest that exhausts you. So, yes. Okay, what's next?
Yeah, and then that evening, even on top of everything, you gave a talk at Dolphin Touch, and that was really touching. I really enjoyed your talk. It was very well laid out, very, very well planned. You had computer program to support your presentation, and you had your books and your program. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm an author, and the most recent book is Your Return to Freedom, Rediscovering Who You Really Are. And most of the content of that was downloaded to me by the Kahuna Energy, or you want to call it the, we call not medicine man, but the sort of sacred energy of the Big Island and the islands. And in that, I was shown a model, which we call the Path to Freedom model, which helps illustrate where we are in our lives now, how we got to lose our sense of freedom, and what we need to do to regain that, and the different paths open to one. And that's been quite a lot of, that's been my focus or my purpose now for the last probably 3 or 4 years it took to write the book and to bring that out. So over time, I've been able to harness those energies and that focus. So I am able to present it in a very clear, succinct way, which touches into where people are. And it's been very gratifying actually seeing how the model in virtually every instance of our lives unfolds, whether it be personal, family, business, political, people we work with, and so on. And it just gives a wonderful interpretation or illustration, visual illustration of what path we're on and how we can find that place we call freedom.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and that's really important to really grasp what freedom is. And I love that you had that question of what freedom means to you. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this, right back with you, Nigel, and look forward to more stories we have. Aloha.
It's for you and I. It makes me happy when skies are gray.
Join us for the 9th Annual Green Home Tour on May 4th and 5th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Free fun for the whole family, this self-guided tour features green-built remodels and new homes from Seattle to Olympia and beyond, with over 40 sites. To download your tour map, visit nwgreenhometour.org. Get inspired by projects from all shades of green, from kitchen remodels to passive homes. Learn how to go solar, conserve water, lower energy bills, create a healthy home environment, and discover new ways to live more lightly on the earth. The Northwest Green Home Tour is presented by the Northwest Eco Building Guild, Green Home Solutions, City of Tacoma Environmental Services, Generations Credit Union, and Olympia Federal Credit Union. Register for tickets at nwgreenhometour.org and enter to win raffle prizes. Hope to see you there!
Elder Bay Grocery has been locally owned and operated by the same family for over 25 years. They're located at the south end of Camino Island at the intersection of Mountain View and Elder Bay Road, and it's less than 2 miles away from the Camino Island and Cama Beach State Parks. Kara's Kitchen at Elder Bay Grocery offers burgers, soups, sub sandwiches, pizza, homemade baked goods, and free Wi-Fi for customers to stay connected while enjoying their affordable and family-friendly dining. Stop by to refuel the car or even treat the kids to a hand-scooped ice cream cone. For more information, visit elderbaygrocery.com. That's E-L-G-E-R baygrocery.com. Or like Elder Bay Grocery on Facebook. It's always a great day at Elder Bay. And don't forget to stop in for the 21st annual Camino Island Studio Tour Mother's Day weekend, May 10th, 11th, and 12th. Art lives on Camino Island. Get inspired by the art and be amazed by the nature.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
We plan in the aisle to get our food.
Aloha and welcome back. This is Jeannie Russell at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, and I am joined today by Nigel Pedersen, who's joining us from the Big Island. So we're connecting with Nigel, and Nigel's talked about freedom, and he wrote a book, and he came here to visit us at Dolphin Touch. We went on some excursions, and Nigel, when we left off before the break, you were talking about I asked you a very important question about freedom, and I'd like you to just expand upon that. It's a big topic, I know.
Yeah, so if you recall when I gave the talk on Wednesday evening at your center there, the first question I asked is, what does freedom mean to you, each person? And I got a different answer from each person. And while we talk about these concepts and we use these words liberally, we make an assumption often that what I think the word means to me, I assume it means the same thing to other people, and that's not necessarily the case. And each time I've given these talks, I get the most amazing responses back of what it means to different people. But overall, it's easier to ask, what does freedom not mean? And we typically get the same answer. It does not mean, or the not part is, I don't have, I'm under control, I feel pressured, I feel in the place of fear, a place of meaninglessness, I have to conform, I have to comply, I have to obey different rules that I don't want to obey, people are controlling the way I think and feel, I feel suffocated. That's kind of what freedom does not feel like. So we have a pretty good idea of that, but we don't have a clear sense of what it actually is. And there's a reason for that. And the reason is that there's actually no direct link between the place of total control and the place of freedom. And what do I mean by that? It's like, in my talk, I was saying it's almost like society is engineered to keep us in this place called the Matrix, which I call that place of total control. And we know the concept of Matrix from the movie, where through from childhood, through our conditioning and into adulthood, we find ourselves very rapidly conforming and complying to rules and regulations of what society expects of us. We don't even know we're doing this to start with. We do it for survival. And then we're sent off to schools, we're sent off for religious indoctrination, we're sent off to behave like good little citizens. And what Don Miguel Ruiz in his Four Agreements talks about, we become domesticated. So probably as by the time we become young adults, older teenagers, young adults, we're pretty well domesticated. And then we end up being trapped there.
Yeah, that's totally relatable, and yeah, pretty sad, but yeah, we figured, when we come down into this world, like, you know, gee, how do I acclimate? How do I exist in this reality? How do I interact? How do I respond to different people, you know? And we have to learn that, you know, that's a learned response. Mm. It's not something that maybe will be our first instinct response. We have to learn what is the correct response, what is the way we should be acting, or what should we be talking about, or how should we be behaving, and that's all learned responses.
And as your audience will hear, I have a strange accent, which I think you've got a strange accent, not me, but but it's because I've lived in four countries across three continents and been exposed to many different cultures and the way people think and feel. And whilst it can be sometimes quite challenging moving to a new country because you've got to relearn all the codes and rules and regulations of the new country, it also, I think, provides people an opportunity when they do move around to be able to look in and keep a distance and have a look to see what is really going on within that culture. How are people being programmed? How are they? Okay, so from the different perspectives, and I encourage your listeners to engage in different cultures, study different cultures, because the US can be quite monocultural, although it's such a vast, vast country, it can be fairly monocultural as well. And it's something absolutely magical, tuning in and tapping into other people's cultures. And from that, I think it helps us appreciate where we are, how we got to where we are, what our belief systems are. Are our belief systems the truth. Because I like to look at the whole path to freedom is to try and separate values from beliefs. The beliefs are learned. Values are values who we are. Yes. We learn beliefs. And just as we can learn beliefs.
The point of values, because value is like, you know, no one can tell you what you value. It's a personal interpretation of what is important to you.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, values are kind of common, like love is a value. We express love and we express respect. Those are values.
Yeah.
So they're pretty common across all beliefs, faiths, and, you know, everything there. But beliefs, as we learn them, we can also unlearn them, because beliefs often keep us trapped in a place. And why I say that, it's that the opposite of freedom, or to try and find freedom, to break out of control, we need to rebuild our personal power, get our power back.
Yeah.
And if we find ourselves defending a position, like defending a faith-based religion, or defending my belief in a certain culture, whatever it might be, I'm actually giving away my power by doing that.
Well, can you explain that a little bit, and, you know, how you see that?
Yeah, so if I think my Christian faith is better than a Muslim faith, I will fight to the death. And we see religious wars around that. And in the Toltec teaching, which a lot of my work's influenced by, they say the concept of God is unknowable. So if it's unknowable, why do we fight over it? They say it's madness to fight over the unknowable. I can only agree with that. But we give away a lot of our power. And we're encouraged to do that because our beliefs are very, very strongly inculcated in us through our family upbringing, our religious upbringing, our society upbringing, our school teachings. So we end up in that, what I call quadrant three of the model, under total control, where we've given away our power to the matrix. And it keeps us trapped there. And like I mentioned in the last segment, there is no direct link back to freedom.
Right, yeah. So the power is really in allowing you freedom, but then also in allowing others their freedom as well. You know, it's not a one-way street. We all have to see ourselves as empowered beings and everybody else as empowered. So if they have a belief that's different than ours, that's their total freedom to do that, to have that belief.
Yeah, and so as part of what I write about is, how do we differentiate between discrimination and judgment on the one hand, and then discernment and genuine curiosity on the other hand? So when we start Googling those, or we start researching those terms, we find judgment and discrimination are literally based on judgment, that I'm better than you, my belief's better than your belief, my school's better than your school, my father's richer than your father. It's all that. But then discernment and genuine curiosity, if you look at that word and research it, it's based on a spiritual principles and going within and feeling, based on your values, what the inner truth is.
And when that feels a lot better. Absolutely. Yeah.
So having spent many of my years in South Africa under apartheid, of course, apartheid is institutionalized discrimination. I'm very, very sensitive to this concept of discrimination, which I think we use far too liberally in our English language at the moment. We should be using discernment more, is my feeling.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that as we use discernment and we have these judgments, it's bypassing our intuition. You know, it's not like our intuition may say, oh, that's a really nice person, and then you find out, oh, they're a different religion, or they're a different color, or they're a different nationality, or whatever it is. And then all these judgments, predetermined judgments, come in, and that clouds the whole value of that.
And as soon as we go into that space, we automatically have a need to defend our position.
Right.
And that is how we give away our power.
Totally. I totally see that. I love that. Well, tell us about your book, and how people can learn more about what your program is and what you're offering.
So the book actually describes a whole background to how we've lost our power, which means we lose freedom, how we fall into the trap of total control, or the place of the matrix, without even knowing that we are there. And then one day we suddenly wake up and we find ourselves in this place, I think we all know what that feels like, that feeling compressed, feeling restricted, feeling pressured, feeling there has to be something better to life than this. And we just want to get out. That sense of this doesn't serve me anymore. I need to get out. And we've all been there. And I think that's part of the soul evolution, soul growth anyway. But again, there is no real path. And as we know in psychology, that whole concept of breakdown often leads to breakthrough. It's how do we go through that breakdown process? We have a choice of going through it chaotically, or we can go through it through a structured and meaningful way. So it's around that whole process of how do we go that, and the book really takes the reader on that journey of the various options of you can either do your inner work, especially men more than women, quite honestly, in this world, because men lack power more than women do, and men actually steal power from women through the bullying and Me Too movement, or women support through the Me Too movement. But that's another topic we can go into.
That's another topic.
But so there's a whole lot around that. And it's really a journey of how do we find our freedom? How do we get that place of inner peace, that place where we feel liberation, and the place where we find a sense of purpose and meaning in our lives, where we can go back and say, whew, I've handled that. I'm ready for the next cycle. Let me see what I can do this time.
Yeah, so you have your book, Your Return to Freedom, A Practical Guide to Finding Lasting Inner Peace. And they could reach you at nigelbpedersen.com. Is that right?
Correct. Yep. And don't forget to put the B in there.
Yeah, Nigel B. And Pedersen. And that's P-E-T-T-E-R-S-O-N.
No, P-A-T-T-E-R.
I'm sorry, P-A. Sorry, the way you say it. My fault there. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
We love something in a family.
Lift your spirits in Kauai with Jeannie Russell, the owner of Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. Disconnect and recharge with a week retreat, one day excursion, or one of the many healing treatments offered at Dolphin Touch. The center is located in downtown Kapaa and is a short walk to the beach and bike path. Whether you choose a Dolphin Touch therapy session, a personal retreat, or one of the many spirit-lifting activities, you'll experience the magic of Kauai and connect to the amazing people who live there. Visit dolphintouch.org to connect with Jeannie and the beautiful island of Kauai.
Aloha, Jeannie from Dolphin Touch Wellness Center in Kapaa, here to talk to you about our open house and wellness fair this Saturday, 12 to 4 p.m. We'll have superfood samples, complimentary sessions in the amethyst biomat, 10% off everything in the gift shop, including crystals and jewelry. Come participate in our relaxing Reiki circle, try our essential oils, and have a free health consultation. We look forward to seeing you this Saturday, 12 to 4, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center on Kukui Street, Kapaa, or visit dolphintouch.org.
This is Dina Marie. You've heard me talking about writing songs with Mr. Van Conner. Well, I'm happy to say that our album is out now.
It's called Coming Back Again, and it features songs like Legacy of Green, Silent Universe, and the title track, Coming Back Again.
Our album, Coming Back Again, is now available for streaming and purchase at your favorite online retailer, including iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, and many more.
Go to dina-marie.com. That's dina-marie.com for a full list of retailers.
Watching the sunrise, an ocean stands between us. Look into the sky. Think of second chances. Look into the past. Thousand miles between us, you know you're coming back. Oh yeah, you know you're coming back.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
Maybe you can come back. It'll make you happy when skies are gray.
Aloha and welcome back. This is Jeannie Russell with Lift Your Spirits with Jeannie Marie, and I am filling in here for Dina Marie, first Friday of every month, and I am speaking to you from the island of Kauai. It's in the Hawaiian island chains, if you don't know, and it's the oldest of the Hawaiian islands, and that's where I've been here for 23 years. And in the last 10 years, I have been running a center called Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. And I had the privilege of meeting Dina Marie one fine day, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago. And we got to chatting and talking and became soul sisters. And she has a radio show, and now she has sharing all of her information about chakras and balancing and crystals, and she comes to the center and I'm on her radio show, and we just really have a great relationship. So I am here, and I've been talking with Nigel B. Patterson, and Nigel is a lovely man that was here on Kauai. He lives on the Big Island, so he flies over quite a bit and back and forth, as we inter-islanders do. And he gave a talk here at our center, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, and his talk was about Your Return to Freedom. And it's a new book that he has just published, and it's called Your Return to Freedom, A Practical Guide to Finding Lasting Inner Peace. And it's just a really beautiful testimonial of getting back in touch with your own freedom, the journey that people go on. And he had a beautiful illustration and computer graphics to support his creation. And you can follow his book, yourreturntofreedom.com. Or you can go to his website, which is Nigel, N-I-G-E-L-B, Patterson, B-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N.com, and learn more about it. So yeah, Nigel was here, and we went to the cave, and we went to a labyrinth, and we also, he gave a talk that night. Then we did a sound healing here with Tina from Finland. She was giving that called a sound bath, where everyone lies on the ground and she plays the Nepal bowls, metal bowls. And then the next day we went to talk some business, because we were there and we are actually planning some corporate retreats around his book, Your Return to Freedom. So the corporate retreats that we're working on is to help corporations, and maybe it's just the executives or whole corporations come out and go through this program. And it's a systematic program to get people more empowered in your business and to really understand how we all are part of the team. There's not so much of a hierarchy, but that we're all kind of like knights of the round table, where we're all in this together, and together we rise. So that's the program we're working on. And if you are by chance interested in doing a corporate retreat out here on Kauai, you can do that with Nigel and myself, and we can organize a whole retreat for you. We're going to be offering a free consultation, and you can get a feel for what we're offering, and we can kind of hear some of the concerns or our desires that you have around bringing your corporation out here to either Kauai or the Big Island, because Nigel's on the Big Island, we're on Kauai, or both. And have an amazing, amazing experience for your staff and maybe your executive staff, maybe your VIP clients, however you like to organize that. So you can go to dolphintouch.org and go to our book. And under book,
there is a listing for free consultation with Jeannie, and it's a 15-minute consultation. We try to make it short and quick. We know how busy everybody is, and have you move on to a clearer understanding of what we do, and we can get a clear understanding of what you do and go from there. So yeah, we'd love to do that. Nigel's book is at yourreturntofreedom.com. My website is dolphintouch.org, and you can go to the book listing and book your free consultation. Or if you want to come out for a personal healing retreat, or if you have a bunch of girlfriends that want to come to Kauai and you don't want to just be like tourists doing everything else and you want to have a real special experience, you can contact me too and sign up for a free consultation there. So what I'd like to kind of switch the focus on, but not too different, because freedom is something that we all are moving towards. And it's so appropriate that Nigel was here and talking about his book, because the freedom that comes with that information and the freedom that comes from as we open up awareness, and I think a lot of you know that I'm all about opening conscious awareness, and that's all about Lemuria to me. Lemuria, and I've spoken about this before, and if this is the first time you're hearing it, you might want to Google and learn a little bit more about Lemuria. But what I will tell you is Lemuria was one of the lost cities or ancient civilizations that existed before recorded time, and it was out here in the Pacific. So Kauai was part of Lemuria. So the continent of Kauai was part of it. And the reason why it's so important right now is because we are going back to a state of us all finding our freedom, coming into that place of emotional, spiritual, and physical freedom. And what that means is that we are no longer trapped by circumstance or that even physical limitations or anything else, that we have the power to break through a lot of belief systems that have kind of been accumulating for centuries, really. And we're busting through those old belief systems that no longer serve us. And we're coming to a place now where we are more in our heart center. And it's really important for us to connect with that, because that's where true freedom is. And it's so funny that a lot of people I talk to are been trying to get back to their heart. They're really lost in their mind, and they're stuck in that mind space, where coming back into our heart is the journey to freedom, which totally correlates to what Nigel is talking about. And how do we get there? What is the process? What is that journey? Well, I'll tell you, one of the process to getting back to your heart is being authentic to the point of vulnerability. I don't know if you have Netflix, but if you do, there is a beautiful woman. I think she did a TED Talk, and that's where this kind of all came from. And from that TED Talk, she has now a program on Netflix, and her name is Renee Brown, and it's The Call to Courage. So if you get a chance, you can check that out. She uses humor with her program, which is always great. But what we're talking about is freedom, and freedom to be authentic, freedom to be vulnerable, freedom to be exposed, freedom to be who you really are. Not who you think you should be, not who you think other people are telling you to be, not this facade that we put in front of us that is guiding us to not show our emotions, to hold things back that we really want to say, And it causes this whole reaction of us second guessing ourselves. And when we do that, we lock ourselves up. And not just emotionally, but also physically. Our bodies physically lock up. And I think you guys know, I'm also a massage therapist. I'm a Reiki master, creator of Dolphin Energetics. I'm very much about the body. The body is such an important element in our spiritual growth. So if we have this locked energy inside our body, we're not able to fully expand and grow. So it is part of the process of releasing that blockage. You can release that blockage through manipulation like massage and energy work, but the deeper release comes from a place where we're getting to the root cause of where that blockage started, what created that blockage, and then going to that place of releasing it. So that's the journey, and that's what Nigel's talking about is in his book. That's what we want to do in our retreats, and that's what Renee Brown is talking about in Netflix. So I'm going to continue more about this discussion in a few moments. You can go to my website, dolphintouch.org, or come visit us on Kauai in Kapa'a, little town of Kapa'a, which is so cute, which you'll love it anyway. There's such great food right around the corner. There's Kauai Juice Company, and I think we've talked about that, and Renee and Dina and a lot of people. We just send everybody over there because we love it so much. And some really good places to eat right in the heart of Kapa'a. So if you're out here on Kauai, give us a call back. We'll be right back after these few messages. Aloha.
We plan in the aina to get our food.
Are you tired of the cold? Can't seem to get warm? Do you suffer from body aches, insomnia, or stress? Looking for relief? Why not experience the amazing health benefits of the Amethyst Crystal Biomat? The Biomat is an FDA Class 2 medical device. It uses NASA technology and produces the health benefits of far infrared and negative ions. The soothing and warming effect of the biomat penetrates 6 to 8 inches into the body, and the healing benefits are amazing. For more information, visit dolphinbiomat.com or call us at 808-822-4414 today.
Come visit my favorite retreat destination, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, located in Old Kapa'a Town on the island of Kauai. With its divine and spiritual portals and special healing energies, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center offers a full spectrum of sessions, classes, workshops, and Kauai adventures. The gift shop carries fun gifts, books, and enlightening tools for your own enjoyment. Dolphin Touch Wellness Center specializes in a new healing modality that involves energy work and body work combined. My good friend and owner, Jeannie Russell, calls the technique Dolphin Touch. Jeannie and I invite you to come to Kauai and experience the spirit of the dolphins and connect with their love, joy, and playfulness. For upcoming retreats and events, visit dolphintouch.org or call Jeannie Russell at 808-822-4414.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
So if this crowd gets too much, ain't no place to go.
Aloha and welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Jeannie Marie and Jeannie Joy podcast. And we are having a great time here talking about freedom and talking about a lot of different things. And one of the things I was sharing about was Renee Brown, The Call to Courage. It's her Netflix program. And one of the things that she talks about is joy And there's a lot of, I thought it really interesting. A lot of people have issues with joy. And to me, it's such a natural thing. Obviously, I'm very connected to the dolphins. If I have a center called Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, I am all about joy. I'm usually the one bringing the joy or initiating the joy or having the play or saying, let's, you know, hey, there's no clients here today. Let's go for a hike. Let's go for a walk. I loved it. Last week, I had my good friends Liz and Soren visit, and I was expecting to have a business meeting because we were working on some business deals. And so I actually was dressed up in a dress and heels and different things. And they were here just for a couple of days. And they're like, hey, is there any great place to go for a hike to a waterfall? And I was like, yes, we could definitely do that, you know. So here I am. I didn't even have a change of clothes. I took my dress off. I went in my spare room here. I found an old bathing suit that I hadn't worn in like years. Like I think it was a 10-year-old bathing suit. And grabbed some shorts and a t-shirt and said, okay, I'm ready for the hike. I didn't even have hiking shoes. I had slippers. But if you know people out here on Kauai, a lot of us hike in our slippers. So it was so much fun. I took him to this beautiful, beautiful spot. It wasn't that far away from the center. It's like 15 minutes away. We park at this area. We hike down. We get to this beautiful waterfall. We go in the water. We're in the stream. I mean, it was just so magical. And the birds were singing. The light was shining through the trees. It's a beautiful forest. I call it the fairy forest where we go. And so it was so awesome to be spontaneous, for one thing. For a second thing, to have a business meeting, because we still were talking about business. We still had things to discuss. We still were talking about some important decisions that we need to make and move forward. And we were having fun. We had the most awesome time just being out in nature and just combining the both and meeting new people and having interactions that if we were sitting in even my beautiful, beautiful center here, we'd still be inside sitting at a table or desk talking. Instead, we were out on a hike at a waterfall. And we got some amazing pictures, which they all posted on Instagram and Facebook. So it was like, wow, why can't every day be like that? And why isn't every day like that? You know, and just being spontaneous. And I love that I had one idea of how the day would go, but I surrendered and relaxed and just let the day unfold. And one of the things that when I'm talking about getting out of your mind and into your heart is about feeling into what you should be doing. Not having your mind saying, oh, you should be at your computer working, or you should be making money, or you should be doing this, or you should be doing that. Not much fun. Or we have this other part of ourselves that say, hey, I can make money and have fun. I could be doing what I want. And why was that so much better than just sitting at a table? Because now we made a heart connection with Liz and Soren. We already had one, but it's a deeper heart connection. We created a memory. We locked in this memory. We will always remember this hike. I know 5, 10, 20 years from now, we'll still be like, remember that hike that we went to and by the waterfall, and we went in the water and we, you know, Liz lost her earring and her little butterfly earring and whatever it was. I mean, we had a great time. And those are memories. Do you think we're going to sit around and saying, oh yeah, remember that we were sitting at the desk at Dolphin Touch and we were talking business? Not the same feeling, right? So when we're getting out of our minds and into our hearts, we're really feeling into what is the best thing to do in the moment. And it's not something that your mind is going to tell you. It's not something where your mind is going to say, oh yeah, you should be da 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 da, because that's the ego talking. And the ego is great. The ego, I don't want to kill the ego. The ego has its place, but the place of the ego is in the back seat, not in the front seat, not directing traffic and telling you what to do and where to go and how to do things. The ego needs to take a back seat. Okay, the ego can have a voice, you can say what you want to say, but you're not driving the car. I'm driving the car. And I'm going to feel into what it is the next step to do. And when I do that, when I allow that to happen in my own life, the magic happens. It's like pure divine magic. If you guys could only see what I experience in 1 week, in just even 1 day here, it's, the only word is magical. Okay, maybe not every day is magical, but there's a lot of magical days here that I experience. And when I surrender into the divine of, oh, like even today, okay, I'll tell you, I was driving back from my husband's office over to Dolphin Touch, and I happened to be at that time, oh, it is Farmer's Market. Well, I could be at Dolphin Touch, my center, doing what I need to do. And then I'm like, well, you know, I kind of want some fresh papaya and I want some amazing fruit and I want to buy some flowers for my girlfriend who's leaving the island soon. And today is May Day. May Day and Lay Day. May Day is Lay Day in Hawaii. So there's a lot of flowers and I want to acknowledge her for all the love and joy she's brought into my life. And it was just like, perfect, okay. And then I need to go, you know, it's like, yeah, I had an intention to drive to the center, but then something directed me like, no, you need to be here. And then I go there and then I meet somebody else. And then that other person says, okay, let's do this. And then all these unfoldings, all this magic starts happening when we're in the moment, when we're surrendering and when we're opening up to that. So I just get out of the way and let the magic happen. And that's the same thing if you ever listen to Elizabeth Gilbert. She's written a couple of books. You may know it. Eat, Pray, Love. I think it was also a movie that was pretty famous. And her last book that I know of is Big Magic. She may have another book out by now. But Big Magic has really spoken to my heart. I mean, that book is my life. And that's exactly what she's talking about in that book, how the magic happens when we're in the moment, when we're living a creative life, not just a 9-to-5 structured, you know, box of a life, but when we really allow the magic to happen and unfold and the joy. And even Renee, that I was talking about with Netflix, when she is, Renee Brown is in The Call to Courage, when she's talking, she says it takes courage to be joyful. It does. It takes courage. And it's something that is unusual because we're taught we should not be too happy. Oh no, we shouldn't be too playful or too joyful. We're not serious enough. We're not working hard enough. We're not doing this enough or the enough thing, all that enough language. And that is all about us denying who we are, what we're here to do, and what we're here to embrace. So my overall message today has been about freedom. It's been about joy. It's been about love. It's about being in the heart. And I really hope that you gained something from today's message. I hope you got some laughs, some joy, some happiness, and maybe some inspiration to go live a joyful life yourself and embrace that creative living and embrace that inspiration that comes when we are in the moment. This has been a pleasure and an honor to speak to you today. Jeannie Russell, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center in Kauai. You can reach me at dolphintouch.org or on the phone at 808-822-4414. And you can also sign up for a consultation if you'd like to come out for a retreat. Hope you're having a great, awesome day. And go make it joyful. Aloha.